Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Got it just in time.
Just in time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome. I've been drinking since 10 a.m. this morning.
Early start. Very nice.
Yeah.
I got to catch up.
I felt a little itch in the back of the throat. I said, oh, no. Mm-hmm. We will not be having that coming into the holiday season or whatever. No colds or sinuses for me, sir. No. Mm-hmm. I think I probably got a head cold, though, just because from all the fucking being out at all these Christmas parties and shit outside.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I was like, yeah, I was doing some chores or whatever. And I said, let's pour a little bit of that Weller Foolproof right there and knock that shit out.
Ooh, my favorite.
And then I said, well, it is Armagnac, cognac Armagnac. So I said, let's pour a little bit of the Dolce, Cody? The yak. Pour the yak. I never knew what that meant until I started drinking. And even when I started drinking, I still didn't know what it meant. I was like, what the fuck is the yak?
Like the animal, the yak?
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, shit, cognac. The yak. I noticed some kids like Stewart listening to this going like, I'm not drinking a yak. That animal's disgusting. Yeah. That's not Liddy.
Oh, man.
So people, this is The Last Drop. It's Mix and Match Week. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And so we're wrapping up. The year is beneath us almost, so Cody. It's I've said before, I can't wait to get these fucking 20s over. These rolling 20s ain't working for me, dog. It's a no for me, dog. I'm ready to get these rolling 30s in here. Let's get these. Where's 2030 at, baby? Freeze my ass or whatever and shit, you know? Let's go. Shit, 2024 is upon us. Wake me up when Spider-Man 3 comes out, Cody. I don't even know if I want. Actually, I do want to play that.
I'm not as excited as I thought it would be for Spider-Man 3 at this moment in time. Who knows? When I pick up closer to the release, as of right now, I'm more of a Grand Theft Auto 6 man, so. I'm good on that.
You really need to freeze my ass now because they got a lot of balls. They got a lot of balls releasing that date after that. I was just like, I mean, talking about that, remember that gif I used to send where the chick reaches over the dude that's sitting down? He's got his legs wide open and shit, just chilling on the couch. And she reaches over with her head like she's about to blow him. And she just reaches for a bag of chips and he just looks at her like,
yep.
What the fuck was the purpose of that? That was that Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer to me. I just said, I seen that, because I've been to Miami. I was like, I know that part of Miami, right? Oh, yeah, look realistic or whatever. That motherfucker showed that logo, GTA 6, 2025. I was like, yo, fuck you, dude.
Ditches went.
Sure. I mean, if you ever want to see a load a dick go down so much, by the way, I hear that trailer was like the most watched video game trailer of all time and shit.
I think it was. It's like, isn't it like the most watched trailer of all time?
Or you might be right.
Mistaken on that.
You might be right. I think it hit like a few.
Something like that.
A few records and shit. Yeah. I mean, me and Cody was talking about Grand Theft Auto 5 all the way up to like 2018 and shit, talking about like, yo, why this game still relevant? That shit came out in 2013. You know, like, yo.
Dude, GT Online, man, that shit was a fucking juggernaut. It was a marvel. It was like the new age Warcraft. That's basically what it was.
Funny enough, I saw a trailer for a new episode of GTA Online. I thought it was like a, I don't know, like for a PlayStation Portable like they bring the PSP back or some shit like that, whatever stuff. I saw a trailer for it and I just went, what the fuck Grand Theft Auto was this? I was like, is that Grand Theft Auto 6? They're releasing more trailers or some shit? And then it said, no, GTA 5 Online. I was just like, God damn, just go away already. Go away. I mean, Cody wasn't lying when he said that shit was a juggernaut. Jesus Christ. And the game is fucking fantastic. I love it.
GTA 5, one of the greatest games of all time.
I think GTA I bought 5. That damn thing as much as I bought The Dark Knight. Shit, I had it on fucking DVD, had it on Blu-ray, bought the motherfucking VHS screen and shit. Yeah, VHS copy. I transitioned it over to a flash drive. It was on a floppy disk and shit.
And a bootleg.
Yeah. I had a bootleg where they were speaking Spanish. I mean, shit, all kind of shit, whatever. I had the bootleg where the tall motherfucker, Mutombo, was standing right in front of the fucking screen and shit, whatever, the whole time. And you kind of like got to watch like this and shit. So,
yeah.
That was a GTA 5 for me because the shit came out on the Xbox 360,
and PlayStation
3, PlayStation 3 era. And then obviously I played it on like the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 territory. And then, I want to even say I played on the newer consoles.
PS5. PS5 as well.
God damn, I played this motherfucker on three different generations of consoles.
That game is a decade old. Remember that. A decade.
That shit is as old as me now. Hey. Mm-hmm. Cody going, yeah.
Old motherfucker.
He said, only one showing, though. Only one. The game, right, Cody? Yeah. The game.
Yeah.
I got my sister playing that shit on, right? And, I love when you first get introduced in the Grand Theft Auto, you start driving normal and shit like that. Like you obeying the traffic laws and shit until you just stop giving a fuck and you just start driving on the sidewalk, running over people and shit. You start like I love when new people play Grand Theft Auto and they try to play it like by like real life rules. And then an hour or two later pass by and then that shit turns into like, yeah, your brain fucked up, yo. Like you picked that hooker up, then you took her to the back and smashed her head in with a brick and shit like that and collected your money back. God damn, you ruthless and shit. Sorry about sitting my yak. So I played that game in three different generations, Cody.
Yeah.
Consoles.
That's the same. The last part of this game, I got sick of hearing about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Sick of hearing GTA 5, sick of hearing GTA Online. As much as I love GTA 5, I even like GTA Online to a certain extent. Yeah. I'm like, damn, can we fucking move on, please?
Yeah, I was the same boat.
Yeah. I mean, can we just move the fuck on?
I think I played GTA Online once or whatever, and I was entertained by it, but I was like, yeah, I think I'm sick of this now. We need to move on. And when I played it, it had to been like 2019, 2020 or whatever, so I was just like, yeah, we could just move on from this now. Give me my GTA 6 now.
So I guess we kind of get a little did we even talk about the GTA 6 trailer yet?
Came out 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? I don't think we talked about it yet, have we?
Yeah. It was 2 weeks ago, though, when it came out. Right?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it at all. so what was your thoughts of it? I mean, the shit looked realistic as fuck.
Well, just to have a little backdrop. Every succeeding or preceding Rockstar game is like a little test engine, basically, for the next Rockstar game. So,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2. That's basically was a big test for GTA 6.
Yeah.
And I can see that, especially like all Rockstar games, they're all detailed to a certain extent. I thought, but the level of detail reached in fucking Red Dead Redemption 2, I'd never seen that in any game beforehand. Yeah. Like, so watching the GTA 6 trailer, that's what it reminded me of. more so than anything.
When did Red Dead Redemption 2 come out again? Was that 2017?
2018. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so right, right. And, yeah, and still to this day, it's,
Ubisoft does the same thing. They just games just look like they were, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, they, you can tell with the Assassin's Creed franchise, they do that a lot too as well. So it just, you just don't give a fuck about the substance right. involved in it or whatever shit, and, you know?
But yeah, the big thing about Red Dead Redemption 2 that everybody can agree on, say what you feel about the story, might be a little bit overblown.
Oh, thank you. I do not like that goddamn it story.
It goes way too fucking long.
Somebody's trying to argue with me that like the story and that was better than Grand Theft Auto 5. Shut the fuck up. No, it's not. No. I'm sorry.
It's not.
The game is a winner in every other aspect you could think of, whatever.
I think there's some character beats in that game that, yeah, I could say it's better than Grand Theft Auto 5, but as a whole, in its totality, no.
I didn't think Red Dead Redemption 2 was better than the first one. So
I agree with that as well. Gameplay-wise, I think they did some great things with the gameplay and the way the graphics look. It looked fucking amazing. It still looks amazing to this day.
Yeah.
And that's why, sort of bridge our way to GTA 6, that's one thing everybody agrees on Red Dead Redemption 2 is the level of detail and care into the game. Even little shit you will never fucking think about. Like, there's like this one animation, like some people, if you like, you tie them in a rope and you put a bag over their head, you throw them in the river or something by the stream, they'll pick up their heads so they don't drown. Just little shit like that. And if you watch a GTA 6 show, this shit is ton of that. It's like that times 100. And it just blows my fucking mind just seeing this in real time. You know, Rockstar don't lie in their fucking trailers. They're the one studio that never fucking lies. What you see is what you get. So I'm like, this is fucking crazy. What I'm seeing right here.
I gotta admit to you, I really didn't even watch the trailer. There was one scene in the trailer I just kind of watched over and over again.
I'm sure. Was the one with where they bust into the store to rob the bank and then the beat kicks in?
There's a part when they on the car and it's like
what part is that? I remember that.
That's not important, Cody. It's it's a really good scene though. I gotta tell you, it looked really good. I gotta tell you.
That new physics engine.
And they put the live action one next to it. I couldn't tell which one was real. So I just said I like this game already. This game got a lot going for it. there was people. They were having a party, per se, in the streets, in a car.
In the streets,
it reminded me of Black Panther, you know, when he was chasing down Claw in the car, and, you know, the Dora Milaje was on top of her car, you know, and she had her spear. That it reminded me of cinema, you know, when I was watching that scene, Cody, and dancing. This person was dancing on the car, yes, and, you know, it evoked a rise out of me. Just say that.
Oh, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah. It was a really good sequence, Cody. That's what I thought. I just thought that, like, fuck the rest of this trailer. This is it right here. This is
sold.
Yeah. I was like, sold. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that in the game. That's cool. But yeah, I thought the trailer... I really try not to think about the trailer because 2025, and I know it's holiday 2025. That's a long fucking time. Which, by the way, take as much time as you want, whatever. I just don't want to be shown shit this early, if you will, whatever.
I mean, I'm glad we got a little taste of something. I was expecting the release date to be that, at least that far out. I was expecting 2025. So
yeah, I was. I would expect it like a teaser maybe, or maybe even like some posters. Cause there was talks about it like crazy for the past month or whatever. And like, I kind of was just expecting a little something, you know, that was a full blown fucking trailer though and shit. So I'm thinking in my head, oh shit, 2024 Christmas. No, that should say a holiday 2025 or something like that. No,
it just says 2025, but I'm assuming it's going to be holiday 2025.
Yeah, like October, November, December, or whatever and shit. It's like, that's a long fucking time, whatever and shit.
Yeah.
Take as much time as you want.
I'm ready. Like you said, I am sold. And I was just telling you, this the amount of detail just throughout the entire trailer blew my fucking mind. And one thing I think... The Red Dead Redemption games, especially Red Dead Redemption 2, has over the GTA games thus far was a sense of atmosphere. I don't think any of the GTA games hit that level. I want to see what GTA 6, they are hitting that atmosphere. Like, it feels really lived in. Like, even you, you've been to Miami plenty of times. I've never been to Miami. So I'm sure you'd speak to the accuracy in that trailer. It just oozes kind of this atmosphere. It just feels like, especially with the amount of detail and the crowd density. There's even a scene in the club where they're like clubbing and you see like the bottles and it's just fucking crazy, man. It's just, it's nuts.
It's hard for me to compare because I feel like when it comes to atmosphere, the city over the desert of what it is or whatever, you'll probably most likely get more out of Red Dead Redemption. But like when I compare older GTA games to GTA 5, I do see that atmosphere expanding itself. But you're right about this new trailer. There's a lot more atmosphere. I mean, just comparing GTA 3, which I recently played because they had that definitive edition for like $9, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you play like San Andreas 3 and Vice City and then compare it to like 5. And you just look at it and go like, man, especially Grand Theft Auto 3, it really is kind of hollow. I'm like a motherfucker. Like, a little bit shallow as well, too. Because there's literally no atmosphere. I feel like I got a lot more in 5, but like obviously Red Dead Redemption 2, I mean, that game came out like 7 years later after GTA. I would expect some more atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I do find it hilarious that a lot of podcasts or even video stuff on Instagram are comparing Red Dead Redemption 2 to Grand Theft Auto 5, which is like, that's an 8 to 7, 8 year game difference.
No, you're right.
Yeah, like
5 years. Yeah,
you better give me some fucking atmosphere. like if Red Dead Redemption 2 looked like GTA 5, I'd be like, oh, all right, that ain't mean shit, whatever. Especially with newer consoles and stuff like that out and stuff. So, and then after this much time, Grand Theft Auto 6 to 5 looked like a completely different fucking game and of atmosphere.
Oh yeah,
right on that one. Like, I mean, it looks completely just powerful and everything and realistic and shit. And that girl twerking and stuff like that. I mean, that art dance that she was doing. I mean, it was a lot of art in there, Cody.
Yes. Very artistic.
A lot of artistic stuff.
A lot of colors, especially a black.
A lot of black. A lot of chocolate, you know.
A lot of negro.
Yeah, a lot of negro. Yeah. Modelo black, yes. A lot of Modelo blacks in there, yeah. A lot of Modelo blacks or whatever. I mean, when they kicked that door in and that camera zoomed in and over, I said, damn, shit. That I ain't gonna lie, that video game chick, I mean, you gonna be playing with, she hot as fuck, shit. I don't know who they based off of or whatever. The technology is scary to me because, you know, I got to tell you, these animated women are looking much better than they ever did. I'm sorry, fat girl. You got to move to the side now, you know?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That's holy shit.
Yeah.
Batgirl's been dethroned.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got to.
That's big. That's really
huge,
big.
Man. That's huge, man. I mean, sorry, Batgirl, Rogue, Storm. Mary Jane, Felicia Hardy, Black Cat. I know this list is long, whatever, but and it's a lot of 90s characters and stuff like that. Jean Grey, you could have got it too in that onesie. You just got to move to the side now and just let me move on with my life. And, let me accept, embrace this new AI culture.
This new era. Yeah,
I got to move with the times. I can't be stuck in the past or whatever and stuff. So, yeah. And, the times are looking good. Dangerous, but good. Yes. I'll say this. Yes. Yeah, I understand what they call them meat cleavers now in their basements. Because some cleaving going to be done on some meat that day on 2025. I can tell you right now. People are Stewart like, what does that mean? Like, it's like, Stewart, I don't even know my damn self. Wait till 2025. Oh, man. No, the problem with 2025 is, man, I'm looking forward to death, you know. So like I ain't trying to have no expectations of life and shit like that.
Right, so you gotta live just a little longer now.
Yeah, like I remember when Avengers Endgame came out and shit, and I was like, fuck, I gotta live till like 2019 now. Shit, man, damn. I'm accepting of this life called death now, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the world seems to be kind of, well, I was gonna say quieting down, but I was about to say it seemed like it's ramping back up. It's like phase 6 going on with the world. Excuse me. And I'm like, you know, it's been a good ride. It's been a good ride. And then that trailer came out. I said, God damn it.
Like, fuck. Shit. I loafed out the goddamn door.
Yeah, you know, I was laid in bed. I said, time to hit the treadmill, I guess, or whatever. Got to keep working out and shit for the next 2 years and staying healthy, at least, or whatever. You know, so know, Spider-Man kind of got me out and got me back into shape and stuff like that to get myself prepared, you know, to stay alive long enough to play that game. And that was kind of a, I don't say that was a huge disappointment, but because I enjoyed that, or I should say I had fun with it more so. And whenever you get to swing around a fucking nice looking city, I mean, it's always going to be somewhat fun or whatever.
Of course.
But and then I saw that trailer and I just said, damn, can't just let JB go, huh?
Nah, gotta hold on just a little longer.
God damn, God's trying to make me suffer, Cody. I didn't do nothing to him either.
You know how he works.
He is petty.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. We just ran off our Christian base for the holiday season, but speaking of which, whatever, you know, it is the holiday season, and
it is.
Ladies, I know you love your man well-trimmed, well-groomed. Look at this right here. Ooh, look at that right there.
Smooth.
Like my ass. I can't say a baby's bottom because I ain't never touched a baby bottom, and if I said that on air, I would be arrested. So, because that'd be just weird.
Somebody's gonna edit that.
Yeah, like, right. So yeah, and not only that, I gotta be honest. I don't even want kids. So and if I did have one, I ain't wiping his ass. Fuck him. Wipe his own ass. Shit. You got two fucking hands. Shit. Reach that motherfucker behind you. So shit. Probably the reason why I don't need to have kids or whatever, because I'd be hard as fuck on them. It'd be like, you can't wipe your own ass. Ain't nobody gonna.
You grab your wipes.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna babysit you. Like, you need to.
Shit.
We created you, gave you life, got a roof over your fucking head. What more do you want? Shit, like, damn. You want to, like, wipe your ass? Fuck you. I'd be like Denzel from Fences. Like you. Hey, maybe can't even talk yet. I'm talking shit to it already. What do you mean, like you? I ain't got to like you. You just need to say dada. That's all. Okay, shit. I was with my little cousin the other day, not that long ago. Actually, it's funny enough, I looked at the mother, no relation to me. I'm related to the uncle. And I just looked at her and just said, damn, when is baby going to start speaking English? I don't know what the fuck this baby wants. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like, shit. She's like, JB, she's only 1.5. I was like, well, fuck. Speed it the fuck up, man. I mean, shit. What the hell? Shit. She over here pointing and making noises and shit like that. Speak English. Shit. I don't know what the fuck that means. So what I did, as any nurturing parent and adult would do, I stuck sunglasses on the baby and put it in a car and just left it in there.
Wow, that's wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
I didn't have to look at her eyes and shit like that. So, you know, I put sunglasses on and be like, nah, I don't know what she want. Because I ain't got to see her. So, and it was a toy car, people. It was a little electric toy car or whatever. So I stuck her in that motherfucker and then just said, there you go. Put your sunglasses on.
Hey, get away from me.
Come back when you can speak English.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Put like Frozen on and shit for the kid to watch or whatever. She's trying to sing the songs and it just a bunch of gibberish came. I just looked at her and was like, I said, I normally don't diagnose kids, whatever. Is this baby on the spectrum or something like that? What's wrong with this kid? Like, shit. That's when they say, oh, you're only 1.5. I was just like, well, shit. I mean,
I imagine you're like you were in Baby Boy with Snoop Dogg was at the house with his son. He has a little fort built.
Man, fuck your fort. Baby Boy is like a I know we used to quote that movie a lot back in the day. Like I mean, especially the Ven Rhames shit. The Ven Rhames shit is just fucking hilarious. God. Baby Boy is actually like a hidden gem classic, to be honest.
It really is. I think it's a there's some funny shit in the fucking movie, man.
Yeah. Funny enough, everything in Lord Tyrese is like really bad. His character is so boring and bad.
Except when he interacts with Ving Rhames.
Yeah, it's the other characters in it that's fucking hilarious. It's kind of like the Friday movies. Like Ice Cube is cool in the movie. But it's really all the characters.
It's everybody else. Yeah, that makes all.
It makes the movie. Correct. That was the same thing with Baby Boy. Like Tyrese is boring as shit in there. Like especially like he's just annoying as shit. He's trying to play like this hard character, and he's like the softest motherfucker in the whole game. That motherfucker had as his best friend in the movie. I forgot the actor's name, but the motherfucker was a smart guy. If you remember that TV show, that was Tia and Tamara's little brother. And I remember just seeing this motherfucker, and he's playing the gangster type. That shit had me rolling at first because I just thought that was unbelievable. until they was in the park, and they chased down these kids, little kids, by the way, that jumped Tyrese and took his bike, which was fucking hilarious. Man, I was like, damn, I love it when he ran to his buddy's house. He said, "Who took your bike, Jody Joe?" He's like, "I got jumped by some little niggas." I was like, "This is a bitch, yo." Like, by the way, I just want to say this: we saw a movie called Dope, and this movie takes place. Baby Boy takes place in the same area where Dope was at. I got to tell you this right now: Baby Boy is more realistic than Dope ever was, especially for me growing up, or whatever. Because I thought Dope was some bullshit. I thought that was like some hipster wannabe gangster shit. I was like, yeah. Shit in Inglewood didn't look like this. I don't know what the fuck these people were smoking or whatever and shit, you know. I think they were trying to do the, just because you're black, you know, that and you grew up in this neighborhood, that doesn't mean you were all gangster or anything like that, whatever and shit. It just came off as hipster as shit to me, to be honest, and unrealistic as well, too. Whereas in Baby Boy, felt really realistic. So, because this one dude, he just said, "Get my gun." He told his baby, "Get my gun, and we're going to go find these little motherfuckers." They found these motherfuckers in the park. And what's that light-skinned brother's name, Cody? Can you look him up for me real quick? I want to get out of here. Is it Omar Gooden?
Omar Gooden Jr.?
Omar Gooden Jr., I think, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the funniest goddamn scene in the whole fucking movie. That motherfucker lined up the whole fucking crew that jumped Tyrese's character. This shit had me rolling. He lined them up, Cody, like they were soldiers and shit. Walked up to each one. "You got heart, little nigga?" And he punched every one of them in the face if they flinched or not or whatever and shit. I love it. The last dude, he walks up to him and he tried to like flinch, like he was flinching at him, but he wouldn't jump or whatever. And he just said, "I like this little motherfucker right here, Jody Joe." That was Tyrese's character named Jody. He said, "This motherfucker right here got heart." He looked at the dude in the eye. He said, "You got heart, little?" He was like crying and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got heart. He just said, "You got heart, huh? I like that." He's like, "I like that. I'm not going to pistol whip you or punch you." And Omar Gooden Jr. is taking his belt off slowly. He said, "But I'm going to beat your ass, though." And he grabbed him by the hand, started wailing that motherfucker. And this dude is hollering and shit. I love it because Tyrese, this is the funniest fucking scene to me in the whole movie, where Tyrese sitting on the bench laughing because he got to go get his best friend to fight his battles for him, like a little bitch. And he's laughing, and then he just stops. And the camera just stops, too. And it's like he had a moment of reflection of life and shit. Like, this is like, for real? This is where you have your moment of reflection and shit? And I just love that Omar Gooden just beating me. And you can hear this kid just holler in the back. It's like a Michael Jackson Thriller video with, with Vincent Price in the background talking and shit. And Michael's in the background going, "Is she going to get it tonight?" So it's the funniest shit to me ever. Then Rames is hilarious in it. I mean, he just got done dicking down his mama. Comes out butt-ass naked, making breakfast. I'm not going to lie. I'm a breakfast dude. I'd have been like, "Shit, what you cooking?" Shit. I mean,
at that point, I mean, shit. He's already in there. You have breakfast made for you. It's probably good.
I actually think me and Van Rains would have got along.
I'm trying to see y'all get along.
Yeah, because I'd have just been
one big ass happy family, actually.
Yeah, actually, we would have, whatever. Shit. Yeah. I'd be like, "You got your own business? Shit. I'm trying to retire too, then, Jack. Shit. Yeah, yeah, shit. We could have played Dom." He'd have told me some gangster shit like that, whatever. He'd be like, "You see, little, what do you call him? Little youngster or something like that? I'd have been like, "For sure, dog. Yeah." I'd have been like, "Hell yeah. I ain't gonna fuck with your big ass shit." Because Tyrese is trying to act hard in front of him, like, "Yeah, get your
ass." That was Tyrese's problem. That's why he fucked up. Like, yeah. just chill the fuck out, man. Tyrese, you have your own shit going on. Tyrese, he has his own shit.
Yeah, Tyrese was in great shape back then, but Vin Rains was huge in a motherfucker.
Vin Rains was a fucking monster. Yeah. Hey, Tyrese a lot.
And he did, too, because remember when he wrapped his fist around? That fucking muscle was choking him out. I love it, too, because Tyrese was trying to talk all that shit. He was like, "I did research on you. You and your brother went to jail and shit like that." And I was just like, "And? Who gives a fuck if he went to jail or shit? Brother got his own business doing his thing right now. Your mama like him and shit like that." He tried to do this whole reading. He just said, you know, Then he snuck up behind Tyrese, wrapped him around. He just said, "Auto." And I love it too, because Tyrese, he was just like, "Mama." He was like, "Yeah, call for your mama, you little bitch." And I was just like, "Damn." I was like, "This is not going well for you, Tyrese, or whatever, throughout this whole movie." And then he was like, "I'd have broke your little neck right now if it wasn't for your mama that I love so much," or whatever and shit. That's how you knew he loved her. He had broke his fucking neck already. Y'all had told me everything I need to know. So he tells me how to break your neck. And I love it too, because when his mama come out, he lets him go. And that motherfucker Tyrese breathing for all his air and shit. And then he just looks at Tyrese. "You want something back from the store?" And that's a real father right there. I got to be honest with you. I'm like, "Hell yeah, I need some cranberry juice, Pops. I ain't got no more." "Shit, bring me a lighter back too. I need a cigar and shit like that." I mean, you buying shit, you know? That bread, them eggs, dude. I'll never forget them eggs he made. They look bomb, shit. I'm an egg guy, you know?
I love me some eggs too.
Yeah, and he was fucking his mama in all kind of positions too. I mean,
yeah, he did. I was like, yeah. I was like, "Dad, that's possible?"
Yeah, he had her like a monk. Plus, he was helping moms in the garden and shit like that. Yeah. So I was like, "Well, shit, I ain't got to do that shit." So, yeah, he helped her out there. Yeah, shit. I didn't see what the problem was. And then Snoop Dogg gets entered into the frame. It's almost like a whole other movie happened when he came into the frame.
It really is. He comes out to say like a fucking hurricane.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's Taraji P. Henson. I just say this right now. Taraji P. Henson, what them kids say today? You got. Yeah, yacht and whatever and shit. That G-Y-A-T. Yeah, whatever that pronounced whatever shit. That's Taraji P. Henson now. Because she was a scrawny little thing back then. She a full woman now, though. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Taraji could tell me all kinds of shit. And I'd be like, "Yeah, well, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'll do it for you, baby." But back then, she looked like a child, dude. I was looking at her like, man. Yeah. I was like, "I don't know, man. You look like a little kid and stuff like that." I'm cool. But I love it, too, because they got this little boy in here. It looked nothing like Taraji or Tyrese or whatever and shit. Snoop Dogg sleeping on the couch and shit. And I don't know what this kid was doing. I guess he just had a little pillow fort or whatever and shit, watching cartoons. Snoop Dogg wakes up because I guess Taraji's bugging him. "You got there a little fort, homie," or whatever? And I forgot what that kid said. I mean, maybe the kid didn't say anything. Maybe it might have been
after. I don't think he says much. I think he says, something like that.
Yeah, because he said something after. That's right. So Snoop Dogg just wakes up and he just says, "Fuck your little fort," knocks that shit down or whatever shit. I laugh because, yeah, fuck that kid and his fort, you know? So, I mean, the fuck you gonna do with this little fort? Fuck out of here with that shit. And then I think the kid said, "I miss my daddy," or something like that, whatever. And then Snoop Dogg, you could hear him in the background, far away, too. It's almost like if you remember their apartment, they were upstairs and he had to come down.
Yes, I remember.
Snoop Dogg, like you hear the bass just said, "Fuck your daddy." Yo, and like it was funny because Taraji was trying to hold her son and shit like that, walking back and shit. And like all you hear is him say, "I miss my daddy," and then she's like, "I know, baby, I know." And then all you hear is, "Man, fuck your daddy."
dude is 2 blocks away.
It was so distant and faint. He was just like, "Damn, okay, I guess he did." Snoop Dogg in this movie was the scariest motherfucker ever. Because like he always had his hair pressed and permed and shit. But when he was driving, you know, Snoop Dogg got that look in his eye, like whatever shit, and the window half up, so all you see is the eyes. I mean, it's straight like mob boss level shit or whatever stuff. You know, it's funny to me because Snoop Dogg is like really cool as fuck, but that motherfucker looked terrifying in this movie. I ain't gonna lie, like especially next to Tyrese, because Tyrese he been portrayed as a bitch throughout the whole fucking movie. I mean, talk about being a bitch in your own movie. I don't know who signed off on this or whatever shit, but like, I mean, he was a complete and utter waste of space, a human being bitch. I mean, the dude had the condoms in his girl's car. I was just like,
not only did he not give, I think he was just stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's just more so him just being just like a complete idiot.
Just dumb. Yeah. Like the whole
fucking dumb.
You remember when Tyrese came to pick up his kid and Snoop Dogg had his homies over and shit? And I love that shit had me rolling. He was just like, and Snoop Dogg didn't give a fuck, right? And at first he was like, "You know what? Fuck it, I'll find that clip for you." Hold on, let me find that for you. That shit had me rolling because what's so funny about it is Tyrese was talking all that shit on the phone before. Mm-hmm. He was like, you better focus on not dropping the soap, whatever, all that shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Comes to pick his kid up. They all in the house smoking and shit. And they looking at Tyrese ass like, yo, we about to fuck him up, right? I love it too because they get the, and Tyrese on a bike because he a little bitch, he ain't got no car. And he trying to put the kid on the bike and you can hear the homies in the background like, yo, did he roll up here on a bike, dude? Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I got the clue. The look on this brother's face right here. Fuck are you? Yo. Yo,
he looked like, oh my god,
he looked at dude that Dave Chappelle
skit. I was just thinking that,
like, what is this dude? Like,
man, you couldn't,
oh shit,
yo, oh my, you couldn't sell the look of being annoyed better than that. That dude sold that. Holy shit.
That's not
acting, a fucking people. Oscar.
That's not acting. That's
his nomination.
That's that real motherfucker's face.
Man. Oh my god. Look at him. Man, you talk about nonverbal acting. Holy shit. Here you go right there.
The fucking joint was like falling out of his mouth damn near or whatever. He's just looking at him like disgusted, like, who the fuck?
Oh my god, dude. Where did they tell that actor? Is
it you, Jody? That ain't here, cuz. Come get your little son.
Come get his motherfucking ass. I ain't trying to be his father, no. Way.
JoJo, come here.
JoJo, come, look, he all a bitch now. Look at our brother still looking at him. Like, yo, like.
Why you breathing my air, motherfucker?
He said, is that that motherfucker? He talked shit to me while I was rocking
her when I was living. Fuck my bitch. Had
a baby. Look at the heat, cuz. Fuck this nigga.
It's a heat, cuz.
Oh, my God.
It's a heat, cuz. I love how it took a realization of time. I didn't realize, like, hey, oh, this dude.
Yo, the dude that opened the door. I love it, because he's just pointing like, yo, is that the motherfucker? I think they was more, that brother at the door was more shocked at the audacity that you could even just roll up to the door thinking this is just going to be cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said this movie to me was more realer than Dope. Like, you ain't, and Dope, they was getting away with too much shit. I mean, like, Jesus Christ. It was like one incident after another and shit. I was just like, they would have been shot by now. Let's be real. This motherfucker right here was about to get his ass beat. Look at him putting his little bike down and shit. This shit is fucking hilarious.
Hey, Nick.
Did he say he rolled up on a bike?
Yeah, y'all got to get that, nigga, cuz. Some more. How about you get that for full speed ahead?
Tyrese, when they say full speed ahead, that mean they coming for you. I love this scene. Look. That's what I say. Like, look how, oh, shit. Hold on. Look how dangerous that motherfucker Snoop Dogg look.
Yeah, that's a positive stare right there. Holy shit.
I wouldn't fuck with him right there.
No, not at all.
Four, huh?
Hate you too, little nigga.
I knew he said something to him. He's like, I hate you.
Okay, he did. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
okay.
I hate you. Yeah. I hate you too, Lil. You know what's funny? We just talked about Grand Theft Auto and Baby Boy. Why does that scene with Snoop Dogg look like it's something out of Grand Theft Auto?
It really does.
Like that's straight up. They should have just animate that whole movie or whatever and just call it Grand Theft Auto 5.5 or some shit like that.
Yeah, it totally would have fit. Totally would have fit.
Yeah, it would have straight up fit. And Jody can be Franklin. Straight up could be Franklin or whatever and shit. Lamar, that's Snoop Dogg. That's Lamar could be Snoop Dogg or whatever. I guess Lamar would be Snoop Dogg, and then We need a Trevor character out of the Baby Boy franchise. I guess that could be.
Nah, I guess that'd be Omar Gooden, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say that could be Omar Gooden.
Yeah, and, that's close to saying.
And then Ving Rhames, he could be Michael.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
The recover bank robbers, last, you know, trying to live a good life now, Cody, you know, but he just keeps falling back in that path because little motherfuckers like Jody keep bringing them. Yeah, it really is. It's like live action Grand Theft Auto game right there. Damn.
Fuck your little fort, homie.
You going to be watching that movie for the holidays with your loved ones, Cody?
I think I might. Civil some Armagnac, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Watch the fireplace.
That little fireplace, watch it with the girlfriend and the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tell her to close her eyes when the scary parts happen.
No watch.
Yeah. Close your eyes here, babe. It's about to get
the scene where they go to the park, just turn away.
Yeah.
It's scary.
She could see the parts where Jody's fucking Taraji P. Henson, you know, that part. It's like the most overdramatic fucking I've ever seen.
Very overdramatic.
Yeah. It's just, you love that dude. I was like, I don't know if you consider to be daddy. You don't really handle shit in this household. So yeah. Oh, Cody, anyway, let's talk liquor now.
Liquor.
So you give that Grand Theft Auto trailer, you give it a fuck it.
Yeah, mighty old fucker. Yeah, it's terrible.
You can keep that motherfucker. That's what I give it.
Yeah, awful. Never want to play it.
Ever. Yeah.
Don't touch my PS5.
I give that release data. You can keep that motherfucker, though. Yeah. Keep that motherfucker, though. Cody, what you sipping on over there?
All right. Well, today, my friend, I bought one of the classics in the Armagnac game. So they say. Today I have here, this is the Boss Armagnac, the Delord.
Over here. You see that one everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is a staple in the Armagnac game. So I thought I'd pick this up. I delivered this morning, straight from Total Wine. Cost like something around $80, something like
that. Yeah, I think it's like $79 or whatever.
Yeah, some shit like that. As you can see here, the pour is pretty classic Armagnac. Nice little amber, some red highlights,
yeah.
A little gold in there. Nothing too out of the ordinary for this. Going for the nose right here.
Remind me of that Bourbon County anniversary bottle you had.
Mm-hmm. Nose is pretty sweet. A little bit, I got some Vegas notes on there too.
You got that Snoop Dogg look on your face right now. You just woke up and saw a fort built.
Yeah. Fuck your little fort.
Yeah, fuck your fort, homie. That'd be my parenting style. You got to teach them that life ain't fair and your fort gonna get knocked down. Yeah.
Fuck your fort. Sometimes the motherfucker just comes around and just fuck your fort up. It happens. You got to go.
Cody better not ever have no kids around me.
I surely won't. Yeah. You got to worry about that.
Yeah. Let Uncle Jay, look at Uncle JB watching for a little bit, Cody.
No, you ain't worried about that. Yeah, you already had that conversation.
No. I think I can watch your kids. Yeah. Let me watch one of your kids or whatever shit. Yeah. Daddy, Uncle JB told me to go fuck myself. Daddy, your girlfriend would be like, "Yeah, I don't know if it's safe to have our kid around him anymore, or whatever." Mm-hmm. Daddy, I had my first drink.
So to wrap up the nose, the final note on there, I get a nice amount of that kind of grapiness going on, like that fresh kind of. Crushed grape. Nice little nose.
What did you just say?
Grapiness.
Oh,
emphasis on the G.
Say whoa.
Grape-iness.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say no more baby boy for you, dude. Like, whoa, shit.
Holy. You're taking it too far, sir.
Yeah.
No. Grape.
I say, how you know what that tastes like? What the fuck? Like, you Cosbyan right now? Is what you're saying? Like, what? That's an additive now. Don't be Cosbyan.
So because what the fuck?
That motherfucker out of prison, by the way, people.
Yeah, he's been out of prison for a little while.
Yeah, no? Yeah. But I love that video when he gets out. That motherfucker speed bolted to that car.
Nice.
You know they was raping the shit out of that pudding pop.
He had that first taste of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. first taste as a motherfucker too.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably shouldn't say that. The same as Bill Cosby, but here we are. Anyway. Yeah, so for the taste, palate, I've been sipping this for a little bit, so I'm getting quite acclimated to this drink, if you will. Mm. And, you know, for overall, my first sip when I had it, I opened this cup like about 10 minutes ago. Like we were coming to the end of our conversation about the games and whatnot.
Yeah.
That was the best sip I had. That one gave me a lot. It gave me like a burst of like the cinnamon kind of thing going on. And like a lot of cinnamon and like a like typical vanilla you get with the Armagnac.
Yeah.
And then even like a little bit of honey. But every sip since then, it just kind of mellowed out. It's a really subtle pour. Like it's good. It's just not, you know, it doesn't give me like that lasting impact I would want out of a bottle, especially given the prestige it has. This is a hyped up bottle. Let's be real. Delore 25 is a hyped up bottle.
That Bass Armagnac reminds me, because I always see it on the show, it reminds me of the mezcal I had, which was the illegal mezcal. I see both of them always together or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, that must be the staple you can find anywhere, mezcal, and this is the staple Armagnac you can find anywhere by, whatever and shit. So,
like, there's, like, the notes in here are good. You get the fruitiness, you get some of that oak, like I said, the honey, you get some raisins in there too. And it's good. Even like the finish is nice. It's like a nice little medium-ish finish. Notes. But yeah, then you have a little bit of oak in the finish too. I'll give it that too. But I don't know, man. I don't like being like an ABV junkie, but I think they boosted this up like about 5% because it's 40% alcohol right now.
Yeah.
I think if they gave this like an extra 5%, I think that'll kind of up the ante for this pour right here.
I feel like all of Armagnac is in that range too, isn't it? Like all
most of them.
I feel like all that we've had for the past 3 years mm-hmm. been drinking it now, they all been kind of 40%ish now.
But I don't know. It's just something about this one in particular. I think a boost up in alcohol,
not well balanced
ethanol content. Yeah, it's not ethanol content would give this. Give especially what's in here more nuance, more burst, more in your face. Because as it stands right now, man, for me at least, I like bolder flavors. I like shit that, you know, is in your face. I like something that has lasting power, like something packs a punch. You know, I'm buying something, I'm tasting it, and it's funny. I was talking about this with my girlfriend yesterday. we get too goddamn old to be drinking some bullshit, you know what I mean? And our livers only have so much mileage. I'm not calling this drink bullshit. Don't get me wrong. This is far from bullshit. I'm not calling it that. But I'm just saying,
it's like drinking Buffalo Trace, and it's like, what's
yeah. And then I did spend $80 for this. This is not worth $80 at all. This is maybe $40 tops, $35. I would say, given the flavors contained in this bottle.
You know, I was talking to a bunch of alcoholics over. Yesterday, in person too. We were just chatting. They were telling me like how much shit they buy, like, you know, like, oh man, you know, I was up in, I forgot where he said, Ohio or something like that. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Trace is so cheap down. It's like $19. So like I bought two cases of the shit and it's just like, look, Buffalo Trace is good. And I know I'm trying to make a thing about whiskey here, but I'm speaking for all spirits that Roman is right. Mm-hmm. It's good, but it's like, if you had it once, what's the fucking point of really buying that much?
Yeah.
It's like, and like Cody just said, I know people probably don't understand this because I have to explain this shit multiple times to people in person. My liver only got so much fucking mileage. I don't want to be drinking, you know, average shit that the guy that don't even drink fucking whatever the spirit may be that I'm drinking is having. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have it for the show or review purposes and stuff like that, or even for an everyday pour, make cocktails, whatever it may be. But I do not want to be wasting whatever is left on my liver, my time, my sanity, or whatever it may be, to be wasting it on the most basic of basic bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Life is very short, and there's a lot of great fucking spirits out there. I do not want to be drinking Sazerac for fucking
And you know, and even I'm looking, I keep forgetting this thing is aged for 25 years.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So that's so taking that into consideration, that alters my rating a whole lot.
Oh fuck, that's probably where you're getting that oaky flavor from. Because I was curious when you had said like, that. I just said that must be aged for like 10 years or something.
I appreciate the given the age range and the price point. I definitely appreciate that, but it's kind of weird because it's like I would expect something much more nuanced to be aged for 25 fucking years. I don't know. I'm all over the place with this this pour right here, man. I don't know what to rate this. I'm like stuck between like 1.5 and a 2.
You know, it's funny because I always was gonna plan on buying that bottle because you could just see it everywhere and stuff. It was like eventually I'll get that bottle. Now it was just something about it though that just never made me strike. I was never excited to grab it or something like that or whatever. It's just like, eh, I see it everywhere. Eventually I'll get it or whatever and stuff. And now hearing you talk about it, it's like I feel like I had that same initial reaction.
Dude, because it's like a push and pull with me. Like, it's an okay pour. It's not quite worth the $80 in tax I spent on it, but it's also aged 25 years, and that's a great price for something aged 25. Sir. Yeah, around 90. But even still, that's something that's a great price for something aged 25 years. At that same token, however, something aged 25 years should be tasting much more explosive than what I'm having right here. So it's like a lot of back and forth right here. So that's why it's very difficult to rate this. This is the most confusing drink I've had on the show. I'm not going to lie to you.
You see the ratings on this thing?
Yeah, they're high as fuck.
Yeah, everywhere. 4.8.
Yeah, everybody loves it. They get rave reviews.
There's only one bad review on it. That might be you. Man, you already wrote your review.
That's two shimmy right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's tough. I don't know where this falls, man. You know what? Right for right now, I'm sticking with the two. I'll stick with the two.
It actually costs more in other states, Cody.
Oh, so yeah, it'll get 1.5 thousand. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, like so. In California, shockingly enough, according to this reviewer here, it's actually cheaper in California. It's only $75 in California for what it says here, and then it says. And elsewhere, it's $100 here in Arizona. Somebody says $100 in Nevada. Yeah, you can keep this motherfucker in. I was like, what? $100 in that shit. So you basically spend $110 for this. And
Like I said, I'm gonna think about my rating throughout the show. But right now, I'm gonna drop a 2 on it. I'll sit on it. But right now, it's gonna be a 2. Might change.
Damn, you know what? The one bad review on here, it ain't got nothing to do with the fucking spirit itself, whatever. It just said, the bottle when it got delivered, it had a broken.
Also, quick side note, let me get tired of this wax bullshit. It was a motherfucker to open this goddamn thing. Like, if you're gonna do wax, just keep it on I love the presentation, by the way, like the little wax with the stamp right here. Yeah, fucking beautiful. Good. If you're gonna use wax, keep that shit right there with the fucking stamp. Don't put the shit in the bottles no more. It's annoying as fuck. Just stop. It adds nothing. It don't add shit.
You know, back in the day, when they put the wax on there, they used to have a tag in there. You could just rip it off or whatever.
Yeah, this shit. Well, at least, I don't know. They might still do that in some distilleries, but at least this one.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
And well, you know why, too? Because the way they dip it now in there or whatever, it's on bottles that normally don't have fucking wax on it. And those bottles don't have those tags on them and shit like that. So it's like, fuck are you doing or whatever?
Yeah, it's annoying as fuck. So please either bring the tag back. Or just stop with this wax shit. I don't like it. It adds nothing for me. Literally nothing.
Wow. Super flavor blend. This superb blend displays flavors of cocoa, spices, vanilla, raisins, walnut, and cinnamon. I got to tell you, too, I'm kind of tired of the raisin note.
I mean, I don't mind it. And even the notes you just read off, I do get most of that. But it's just, like I said, it's just a bit too mild for my liking. And especially just stuff that's aged for 25 fucking years. I like, come on, man.
Its finish is long, silky, and biscuity.
I get no biscuit. It's not long. It's about medium.
Especially for a 25-year-old. I mean.
And like I said, everybody's college different. So I can't talk too much shit. So I don't know. Maybe he's getting the most amazing fucking pour or whatever. But for me, this is a mid-level pour.
I trust your review more than these Mm. I'm about to say something. About to say these inbred motherfuckers over here. Right? What the fuck? Yeah. And when one of your notes is biscuity, you know, that tells me, you know, hey, I don't know if I trust you that much, whatever. You may be getting your biscuits buttered or whatever stuff, all I know. But, you know, hey, out for teach his own. I saw a baby boy clip real quick, whatever, you know. Jody?
Jody?
Fucking my Jody? Shit. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I've been sipping on mine longer than you right now. I've been sipping on it since we started. Actually, even before we started, I just poured a little bit. And before you had hopped on, I was sipping in a little bit. And I kind of had a similar expression as far as like the first sip goes. And then the rest just kind of, I don't know, petered out, if you will.
Interesting. Huh. Wow. Okay. I was not expecting this to show at all.
Kind of. I don't know. It's just kind of, I always say that like drinking is a conversational thing or whatever.
Right. When we
this kind of did nothing for the conversation for me.
So great point. Great thing you point that out. Cause I've been thinking about right now, this is a good background pour for me right now. Like, I'm just sipping it and it's fine. It's good. I'm tasting it. It's a good drink. It's not blowing my mind or anything. Like it's fine. You know, I'm just chilling, sipping. We're having great conversations. I think this is good for that. That's what it sounds like. Your drink is pretty much on the same kind of plane. And you keep pouring it. That's probably not because it's like, oh my God, amazing, but it's a good, you know.
Nah, it's sipper. Just more of, I just wanted to see more of the color and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Because now I'm about to do my review or whatever, and I just wanted to get a full actually blast of it. I think mine is the opposite then. I think mine is more good for solo, just me by myself, not really conversating or whatever and stuff. I don't think this is a good conversational pour. And I would say that's kind of my number one rule of drinking, to be honest, is like I like drinking that leads to like conversations and stuff like that or whatever. And then
like this one you could do that with for sure. You could have a conversation with this.
I don't think I would give a fuck to have one with this. So I'm throwing a throwback. I did this bottle 2 years ago when we first started doing Armagnac. I did a lesser version of it, if you will. Well, I don't know if it was lesser version. I think it was like around the same price, actually. But it was an age statement version of it. It was a yearly. It was like a 1980 something release, if I'm not mistaken. So this time I'm doing the VSOP of it, and that's the Joy Armagnac VSOP. I think I enjoyed the last one I had. I think I gave it maybe like a 2.5 or a 3. Excuse me. I'm sipping this one. The color on it. It's got like that bronze amber color, you know.
Looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. You know, not the nose is really light. There was really, I think that's probably what was as I was sipping it. I didn't even know what I was really sipping on because nothing hit the nose really. It feels warm. It's got like these wood notes in it and stuff. I mean. And it's like an orange zest in there somewhere. I'm getting that orange zest or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Those citrus notes, all right?
Little hints of like maybe vanilla. When I first sipped it, I had some spices on there, some vanilla. I remember some floral notes as well, too. Those kind of all just kind of vanished the more I sipped on it. I was, as Cody said, I was pouring some more of it earlier before I got to mine. I was just kind of just analyzing it really in the back of my head. It really just comes off as like an average pour. I think that's
This is the week then. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that this week.
Like, there's some, like Cody said on his, there's some oak in the background. This was aged for about like 5 years though. Got a lot of honey. I taste the honey and maple, like a maple syrup or something like that. The vanilla oak's kind of like what you see is what you got. I got a little vanilla, a little oak, maple syrup. And some honey. You can taste the honey right away or whatever and shit. 40% ABV. The finish, as I said, I think I'm getting a head cold or whatever and stuff. So my throat is like got this little scratch in the background or whatever and stuff. So I was kind of hoping like this would like really linger. It kind of really isn't, to be honest. It's got a nice palate at the beginning, initial end of it, whatever. But then the rest of it is kind of just like hate to say this because it does have like flavor in it, obviously, whatever. It kind of just goes bland afterwards, though. I don't know.
That's not good.
The finish to me just kind of feels like, whatever, you know, I'm drinking. Let's just say this. If I was in my backyard smoking a cigar and pouring something like that, and I knew a good buddy was coming over to drink, I'd put this like Craig and Smokey when Debo comes over. I'd put this right behind the... I don't want him. I don't think they'll be all that excited. Now, someone like my uncle, a little older age or whatever and stuff like that, just likes a nice bottle like this, drinking or whatever and stuff, I can see them easily liking it. It's fine or whatever. It's simple. And that's because he just doesn't have a lot of, you know, I shouldn't say have a lot of drinking experience. Obviously, he has a shit ton of drinking experience, but not like, you know, drinking the, mm-hmm. if I sound bougie for a moment, the high quality,
bourgeois
stuff, whatever, you know. I remember on the last bottle I had like this, there was a lot of baking spices here. I'm not getting any of that stuff. And I was hoping for some spices in the background to help clear out the throat issue, whatever and stuff, but. It's mild as fuck, and then it vanishes. It just dissipates,
dude. It, you know, it's dude. Our pours sound very similar.
Yeah, and it's funny because yours got a 20-year age difference over it. So
yeah, which is that's even the crazier fucking part.
and a $40 difference. This bottle's only $40.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. So it's like that's funny. Let me see what the reviews on this one say.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm very curious.
That's funny because if you look up the notes, it'll like the same shit that I read about yours. they said they got honey in it, but other than the honey, it looked like the same shit. Cocoa powder, vanilla, oak. It's silky with a long finish. No, they don't just say long finish. They say an exceedingly long finish.
Oh, exceedingly long. Okay. Sexy.
Echoing with baking spices and vanilla. I taste the baking spice, like kind of on the back end of the tongue. It kind of just vanishes though after that. And I don't know about long, like we really need to define what's long then. I wish I had another glass sitting right by me because I got some whiskey right here that I know has a long fucking finish. When I think of long finishes, I think of like Booker's 30 or some shit like that. Like, I mean, like, you about to be feeling that shit. Like, ooh, man.
Right?
Holy shit.
That's, like, yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah, long. You take one sip and it keep going for like 5 fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You chilling.
This is mild as shit to me as far as like on the fence. Like, that, look, I'm no Armagnac expert or whatever, but I don't think that has anything to do with the spirit itself, whatever shit. When you say long finish or whatever, that means you lingering or whatever. And like, it's no linger to me. I mean, it's fine. You know, it $40 gets the job done. It's a solid pour. It's okay. It's whatever. To me, it's what we talked about earlier, like the whole Buffalo Trace analogy and stuff like that. It's just, it's kind of just boring, to be honest. You know, I like that honey and maple note. I like that. So I give it props for that. The bottle is nice. It comes in a nice little black box too, just like the other one did. Excuse me. The price, can't go wrong with it. $40.
Yeah, that's a great price.
$40 right there. I mean, yeah, $40. I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, honestly, other than like $40, I mean, that's probably the biggest compliment I can give it, to be honest. But I could take that $40 and put it into something else, so.
Yeah, that's always what I'm thinking, man. Because I'm thinking right now, like that. Yeah, because with like delivery and everything, I spent like $90 on this bottle. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I could have went somewhere else, you know?
Man, I'm looking up reviews.
And I say this bottle is bad. I'm just like, you know what? I don't know.
Yeah, like I see a lot of reviews. Superb, well-balanced Armagnac, fantastic notes, brilliant freshness, and youthful drink. Yeah, it does taste very young. That's for sure. That's why I don't know where the young finish is getting from. A well-balanced drink, smooth texture. Very smooth texture, I'll give it that. Hey, as far as being well-balanced, I think that's fine. I think it is well-balanced. To me, it just doesn't have a lot going for it. It's not exciting. It doesn't get my blood going. It doesn't make me go like, man, I can't wait till next week to pour this, dude, whatever.
Dude, we are just ditto.
I have a cabinet of whiskey. And other drinks, whatever shit, that I pour once I stick these bottles in that cabinet and I never open that cabinet again, this bottle most likely will probably be going in that cabinet. If it wasn't opened, I would have given it away as a gift. Like, here you go. You can take this from me. I don't know. I'm seeing 93% review here. That's the XO. I'm not even going to the XO. Oh, no, it's 93%. Yeah. 93%. Man, they give it the pinnacle of quality. I don't know about that. I can't go that far, but yeah. So they're calling it superb. All the reviews are like in the mid to high 90s. And to me, I would say this is kind of like in the 60s. Put that away. Now I don't need to read no more fucking reviews or whatever. I don't give a fuck what they think.
Fuck your thoughts.
Yeah. Fuck about your thoughts, bitch. Shit. Thoughts, like, thoughts don't mean shit to me, bitch. Like, no. I'm the godfather around here, bitch. Shit. I'm drinking this. It's fine, Cody. It gets the job done. What'd you give your bottle again? You give it a...
I give it two.
Yeah, I think I'm giving this a two as well, too, then. It's not egregiously bad or anything like that. I think most people will enjoy it. Funny enough, I hear people talking about the long finish and how great it is and stuff like that. Honestly, I think this would be a good introduction to people that don't like higher proof, small finish, light finishes and shit like that. I don't think this has a long finish at all. Like, I'm looking for something hit that burn in the throat there, you know, because like I said, I got the throat issue right now. So, but this ain't hitting that the way. So, I don't know. It tastes pretty mild to me. Tastes pretty common. Seems like a very generic Armagnac, if you will.
Same here. Dude, literally, B for B. Our fucking pores, man. I always feel like it's the same thing, different labels.
Yeah, probably. That's what it feels like. The same company and shit. Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, is I say put this in that cabinet, but like, you know, if I really wanted to get rid of it, I could easily play that new Avatar game and pour this and probably not even miss a beat of it, to be honest. If I just wanted to drink, just to drink whatever and shit.
Chill. Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Long ass game. Pour like four glasses of these or whatever and shit. Get it out the way, get it done, and be like, yeah, it's no big deal. I don't feel like I took an L with this because of the $40 range, which ain't shit. That's cheap as hell to me. So, yeah, I'll give it a two. I'll drop a two on that.
All right. This is the week of the mid mix and match.
Yeah.
Let's call it mid mix and match. I'm going to call it mid. Mid.
Yeah. You're beneath me.
Well, man, it's funny because, man, we always hype up, you know, December, Armagnac, Cognac. Because usually he's like banger most, man. But this week right here, this is the week of mid.
Hey, we got spoiled on rare Armagnac. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We got spoiled on rare Armagnac.
We had that Hennessy XO and all that shit.
Shit's good, baby. Shit, that bottle almost gone. That shit's good, man. I kind of want some of that right now, but the problem with that bottle is that shit gets you hungry. It gives you the munchies. Like, okay, perfect example. That had me craving stuff. Like, I was like, oh, I want some of this, a little bit of sweet and stuff. This doesn't get me excited for anything. It gets me excited for another pour or something else. not that though, whatever. Like, I'm sipping and I'm just going like, yeah. I think the problem is too, and maybe you did hit on it, maybe not. I'm not really sure, whatever. The honey note, it's good, but like at the same time, I think the honey note is kind of a detriment too as well. I think it's a little too honey-ish.
Is it too honey forward for you?
Maybe. I mean, it kind of reminds
that
me
might,
of
a, that might be what it is.
It might remind me of a green tea with honey. Like somebody just took the fucking bottle and just started pouring a shit. I think my brother does that shit actually, whatever. So that
motherfucker will like half the fucking tube.
Oh my god. This motherfucker will go through a tube of honey, dude, just for one fucking thing of tea. And I just look at him like,
I know we have very similar palates. So I'm just assuming it's probably just too much honey going on.
I didn't think that at first because I think the honey note is really good, but like sipping it now or whatever, like you know what it has like this, it's very honey on the tip of the tongue and the rest of it is fucking dry.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, goddamn. That's what cough cigar did.
Yeah, because my
drink is dry as fuck too.
Yeah, this shit dry as fuck. Yeah. And I think yours because of them fucking raisins, and I think mine's because of the fucking cocoa powder and shit like that. And I'm just like, yeah. It's just dry, whatever, and it's just like, I don't like that.
Dude, it don't help either. I'm literally just coming back from a fucking Denver trip too. The high ass altitude, so I'm like double fucked right now. So
yeah. I think dry, you know what, Cody's, yeah, damn, he's actually right then. The higher proof on this would have made the dryness better.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because if you're going to be, like, dry like that at the end, it's got to give me something to, like, kick bar. Mm-hmm. And obviously, since it has no flavor at the end and it's dry, then you should give me a proof that, like, ooh, like, really lingers. Mm-hmm. I would love to do an Armagnac tasting with these people that reviews or, like, a San Francisco Spirit competition to see how they review stuff. Because I'd love to just be in there and be like, that shit ain't long. The fuck is... This ain't long at all. Shit.
That shit short as fuck.
Yeah, that shit. Should have read the book. Yeah, you should have read the Armagnac book. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I ain't getting long on it. I mean, it's dry. The dryness just wears out. And I think why I like the honey so much is because it was actually the only thing that had the flavor at the beginning.
Right.
So I think, as you said, I think that might be too much honey. And it kind of made me forget about the back end where it's just ended completely dry and bland to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't like this pour at all, actually. You know what? I'll give it a 1.5.
Oh. 1.5. Damn, okay. Yeah, like I said, I was debating between 1.5 and 2 with mine. But I'll stick with 2 with mine. It's a decent pour, man. It's a decent pour. It definitely has its faults. Plenty of faults, but... At the end of the day, I do think this is a decent pour, so I'll stick with a 2 for mine. But it's been the week of mid here in the last drop.
I think we'll be hearing about this next week,
probably.
Yeah, because I have a list to do. Yeah.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that. Like that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like that now. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. I was not expecting that for any pour on this month.
I kind of
So you know what? Just for the fact that it's getting having that consideration and that thought's in your head, then that deserves to be on the list. Then Dang, that's crazy.
I'm probably gonna make the list.
You should probably automatically make the list if you're like below a 2. Oh my god!
Yeah, I think so.
There
wasn't a lot of fuckets this year, or whatever and stuff. But I think if you're 1.5 or below, whatever, honestly, I think you should be on the list kind of in a way. So I think you'll probably be on the
especially
list.
Especially for a month like this.
Yeah.
You can't fuck around in this month.
And like, I feel no difference on my throat neither. I don't think this did shit to it. Mm. So yeah, that tells me it ain't packing no kind of punch at all, whatever. So it's like,
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I hold these fours, like December has usually been one of our best months. So I hold this month in high regard. So I don't know if it's fair or not, but I do grade. I do have a harder curve for these fours during this month. Just this entire year, I've been more kind of. I think I've been more critical because my palate's been way more refined, especially these past couple of years. So
I went from last drop to a 1.5.
So yeah, you call me uppity, you call precise. This is my fucking palate, man. My shit is evolving like a motherfucker. My shit's advancing. So fuck you, fuck your thoughts. Don't give a fuck. Anyway,
Auto 6 level.
Red
Dead Redemption 1 last year. Now you look at him. GTA 6. Baby.
Yep, GTA 6 right now, baby.
Yeah.
Look at them jiggly ass faces. But yeah, man, I do hold this month in high regard, so I'm going to continue grading on a higher curve. Actually, that might be for everything next year. I might be a complete hard ass next year. People might not like me next year, so we'll see.
They already don't like you.
Yeah, they already don't like me.
So You're a black man from Culver City. They hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
You was never supposed to get there.
What's your never, melanated ass?
Yeah, you was never supposed to get there. There was a rat on Cody's window one time, and Cody looked at that rat and said, "How'd this rat get in this window?" Or whatever. So that rat looked back at Cody and said, "How'd this Negro get in Culver City?" How the fuck? That rat packed his bags and went back to Inglewood. I'm sorry, Northwest Chester. Sorry.
Correct yourself, sir.
Sorry. I meant, I'm
there
sorry.
Is no more Inglewood.
Yeah, I'm so
it's
sorry.
Only Northwest
Chester. Yeah, it's Northwest Chester. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Man, y'all, they deserve to get that ass as well. Oh, everybody can prove that. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Super Bowl goes Hollywood again. That's all. That that
it's not Hollywood. It's fucking
Hollywood, like 40 minutes down that
way. Yeah, like, yeah.
And that's on a good day without traffic. Yes. That's the shit. Inglewood to Hollywood, that's a far ass fucking drive if you're sitting in traffic. Yeah. Like,
I hate people who don't know their geography.
Shit, Inglewood more Culver City than it is fucking Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Shit, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Hollywood. I saw that headline because Super Bowl come back to Hollywood LA. Super Bowl goes Hollywood once more. I was just like, okay, y'all should just put the fucking stadium in Hollywood if that's how y'all feel. And like, shit, I hate to tell people this, Hollywood's a fucking dump. So
Hollywood's, I've been to Hollywood. I can't remember the last time I've been to Hollywood. I'm going to lie to you, bro. It's been a minute.
You ain't missing shit.
I know. Yeah. We know. I stay on the west side, bro. I don't even go. I'll stay on the west side.
Yeah, I stay on the west side. Shit. There.
Yeah.
I tell the East Coast people that too. I stay on the west side.
Yeah, shit, you know exactly.
Shit, I stay on the west side.
West coasters stay on the west
side. Yeah. Two dogs somewhere saying, man, fuck your coast. You know, you got a little wall up, bitch. Fuck fuck your fort. All right, people. I'm going to get out of here now.
That's a wrap. That's all
drink kinda, I ain't going to lie. This drink kind of disappointed me now. I need to go drink something else. So.
You got a 1.5. Of course, it's a disappointment. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not a bad disappointment.
Hey, well, check this out, though. Next week is that best and worst of list coming.
Mm.
And
will we hear from it again? Tis is the question.
Yeah, no, you will. No, you will. And it's the Christmas edition.
That's right.
Gather around the campfire and listen
to where the fuck you at?
Yeah, where the fuck you do on your day or whatever and shit like that. I know what I'll be doing in bed.
I'll be in bed. Yeah, probably chilling. Yeah, I'm probably in bed chilling. Yeah. I just downloaded Cyberpunk that 2077. I just downloaded that Phantom Liberty update, which is supposed to be like a whole new game. That's badass so far. I'm having fun.
I just downloaded 4 new porno videos and shit. So
there you go. So we both having fun.
Yeah, we both doing something fun or whatever and stuff like that. Will I finish them all? Who knows? You know?
There you go. Mystery.
It's a mystery. Anyway, though, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
I was good for making a nice clink noise. That's about it. So I got no joy out of drinking that bitch.